This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Now, this took place in Hebron. H-E-B-R-O-N. We'll have to go back a couple of books. Verse 18 of chapter 13, verse 18. Chapter 13, verse 18. Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he built there an altar unto the Lord. And this that we have just seen happened at Mamre in Hebron. Now, God marched up and down in those pieces, and God said, "You're going to get it, Abram." Abram said, "I got a hard time believing that part about the land. Get me a big cow. Here's the blood. Here's God marching. You get this, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this." Children of Israel go into captivity for 430 years. You know, they weren't in captivity in the first place. They went down a little family into Egypt and they became a great nation. And then God brings them out from Egypt and out from Pharaoh, and God's going to bring them to the promised land. They get to the promised land. Turn to Numbers chapter 14. Say glory.
Glory.
You forgot to say that. Numbers chapter 14. Hallelujah. Numbers 13. Hallelujah, glory be to God. This is one of Abram's altars. This is blood on an altar. He built an altar there. Numbers chapter 13. They come up to the land. God said, "I'm going to give you land." That was the covenant. Numbers 13, 17. The Hittite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, the Jebusite, they're going. Numbers 13, 17. And Moses, sent them to spy out the land. Verse 21, so they went up, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men came to Hamat, and they ascended by the south, and they came where? Hebron. They came to the place of the covenant of the pieces, where God marched up and down. And what did they see there? Ahiman, Shishai, Talmi, the children of Anak. They saw giants. Right at the place where God marched up and down and said, "You get the land," Satan stationed the giants. And when God's people came there who should have walked on God's covenant, you're always supposed to walk on God's word, the giants went, boo! And they swiveled to the size of grasshoppers. The places in the Bible are very important. Verse 32 says, "They brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched of the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people we saw in it are men of a great stature.' And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers." Folks, when God marched up and down in that blood covenant, he was doing that as much for Satan as he was for Abraham. See, the blood covenant means in the Middle East, if I don't keep these words, you can do to me what's been done to these animals. God said to Satan, "If they don't get this land, you can do to me what happened to these animals." And when those children came into that land, God wanted people to walk by faith. There Satan placed giants, and they said, "Boo!" Because if Satan can stop God's word from coming to pass, he can stop God. He can beat God. He can be God himself. And he said, "Moses, get out of my way. I'm going to wipe them out and start with you." He'd done it before in the flood. Moses interceded. Oh, God, he interceded. Turn over to the next chapter. Folks, you're going to see something here. We don't have time to really develop this like we should, but try to catch this. Moses begins to intercede. Verse 19, he says, pardon, I beseech thee. Chapter 14, verse 19, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt until now. And Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But in this, I believe, he said, for Satan's benefit. He swore by one no greater than himself. He himself, there is no greater. He said, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. He's redeeming man back to himself. That glory is going to be in man and this whole earth. He's redeeming back and filling it with his glory. And Satan fights him for it. Land by land, inch by inch, what his word's gone out on. And there, the word of the Lord is contested in Israel tonight more than in any other place. And the giants of the world are saying, give it up, Israel. And I believe I see that they're falling. Brother Copeland gave a word concerning this. I don't know if they want that word to be published or not. They let them do it if they want to. But it settled my heart today, for I can see that the Lord is leading them into traps. And I don't care what it looks like for folks. The will of the Lord is not always done, but the purposes of God are always accomplished. The will of the Lord was for them to go in there and take that land. Right then, not march around in that wilderness for 40 years. But the purpose of God is accomplished. And all this earth, he said with his whole heart and his whole soul, he'd see that they got it. And all this earth, folks, every inch of it is going to be filled with the glory of the Lord. This book is the story of the glory. And we get it back. He gets it and fills it with his glory by blood covenants. What about that altar of Abraham where he had to take his little son up to Mount Moriah? Boy, this is a good one to go into. Offer up his little Isaac as an offering, not a sin offering, but offer him to God. And that hill, that spot, that place, the Dome of the Rock sits on tonight because Satan's contesting it. There's nothing in this world political. It's all spiritual. He took his little child to the one spot on earth that God has chosen for his name. God said, I'm going to choose one spot from all the tribes where I'm going to put my name, and he chose Mount Moriah later on, later from Abraham. Abraham didn't know it, but Abraham just going by faith, and Abraham takes this little boy, and he goes to that rock, Moriah. And there he offers Isaac. Boy, I tell you, we got a lot to owe to Abraham. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say, thank you, Abraham. Thank you, Abraham. Thank you. And that spot, spots on this earth are very important. You don't understand it. But considering Jericho, you better know that that's where that great being appeared to Joshua. And Joshua said, are you for us or against us? There's argument in theological circles, lots of argument in theological circles, but some say it was Jesus. Whether it was Jesus or not, it's somebody big. And he said a strange thing. He said a strange thing to Joshua. Joshua said, are you for us or against us? He said, neither. I'm the captain of the Lord's host, and the spot you're standing on is holy. Take your shoes off. There's holy spots in this earth, especially set apart for certain things. God knows about it. Satan knows about it. Most other people are kind of dull. But we got a book right here. And tonight, when the whole eyes of all the earth look on the places of the Bible, you better know something's up in the heavenlies. God said, remember Pharaoh in that word. I've been remembering Pharaoh today. Glory. And he took him to that hill. All right. Walking by faith. He didn't know where he's going. He didn't have a road map. He went by faith. But he hit the right spot. He hit the rock. And the dome of the rock means the dome over that rock. And he offered him to the one place on earth God had said his name would be. That is the one place where God said you can offer blood sacrifice. Did you know a lot of the Hebrews, they got in trouble with God because they offered sacrifices under every green tree, and some of them were sacrificing to God. But he didn't like it. He didn't want to be sacrificed under every hilltop and all the green trees. He wanted to only have blood sacrifice on that rock. That's the only place they were allowed to give it. And that's where Abraham went with his son. That is where his temple, Solomon's temple, was built. And his great Shekinah glory came. And that is the same hill where the cross was set up. Abraham, just look over there. See the spot where the cross set. And that's the spot, very near future, the city of the great king, and he'll have a throne there. And Satan's contesting this all. The will of the Lord's not always done, but the purposes of the Lord are certain and sure. His word doth not come forth except that it return unto him fruitful with what he sent it out. And exactly what he said, that's what's going to happen. And everything he said, that's what Satan contests. That's why he fights you. That's why he fights the word out your mouth. God put the word forth. You get in on the circle somewhere down here. You put it forth out your mouth. It's God's word he fights. But you're the one with the victor if you'll stay on the word side. And you'll see big pictures. I don't know whether to open this next subject or not. I think we'll just open it and finish it tomorrow night. We'll at least open it tonight. We finally get over to the Passover lamb, which is going to show them what already has happened in heaven. See, in the mind of God, that lamb is slain from the beginning. It doesn't matter where you are on the circle. If you're way back at the first and you offering up a little lamb, he already moves on the fact of what Jesus has already offered. You see that? Doesn't matter where you are on that line and circle. You just get in it by faith, you're in the circle. Okay, let's go to Exodus 11. Say what? Hallelujah. Do you love God's word? Do you love God's plan? Say, oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. Hallelujah. I think I'm getting on this because of Pharaoh. I don't really have to start this verse, but I'm starting here because of Pharaoh. And what the Lord said in that word. Don't forget Pharaoh.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.